Well, folks, welcome back to the Rest of Culture podcast. I'm Frank Embersold, and you know, I listen to Rush Limbaugh because I'm nuts. I don't know why I do this, but I am obsessed with the fact that this man is lying to the American people to try to support Trump every time he gets on the air. He just can't help it. He wouldn't recognize the truth if it just ran into him on his way to the studio. So here's what he did last week. As you know, he's getting cancer treatment, so he's not there Monday and Tuesday, sometimes not even Wednesday. But last week, he lied. He lied to his listenership to try to bolster the point that Defense Secretary Mike Esper knew that he was going to take a walk and survey the protester damage, and that he knew that Trump was going to be standing in front of the church and holding up the Bible upside down in whichever way and kind of doing that little photo opportunity. And he's trying to, Rush is desperate to make the point that Mike Esper knew what he was doing, but he didn't play the full clip. Listen to what Rush said.
All morning, they have been saying the Secretary of Defense was unaware that he was going to be walking to the church when Trump grabbed him and said, hey, let's go take a walk. They said the Secretary of Defense had no idea where he was going.
I want to state very clearly for all to hear my account of what happened that Monday afternoon. I did know that following the president's remarks on Monday evening that many of us were going to join President Trump and review the damage in Lafayette Park and at St. John's Episcopal Church.
No, you're wrong. The media's been saying you didn't know where you were going and that you were livid when you found out that you didn't know he was going to be carrying a Bible and that you were embarrassed, Secretary Esper. You wouldn't have gone if you had known.
He wouldn't
You
have.
Didn't know. This is he the didn't. Media reporting. He had no idea where he was going. Trump fooled him. Trump
he did.
Lied to him. Trump
he did.
Commandeered him for
he
credibility.
Did.
And he said,
yes.
No, we all knew where we were headed. We all agreed with it. We all wanted to go.
Oh, we all agreed with it. We all wanted to go. That is not the full clip, Rush. You're trying to fabricate a half-truth, a lie, a little white lie, a fib, whatever you want to call it. You're trying to fabricate a whole bundle of proof around something that isn't true. Here's what Defense Secretary Mike Esper actually said in its entirety. Have a listen.
I did know that following the president's remarks on Monday evening, that many of us were going to join President Trump and review the damage in Lafayette Park and at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Here it comes.
What I was not aware of was exactly where we were going when we arrived at the church and what the plans were once we got there.
He did not know. He did not know that Donald Trump, he didn't know what the plans were once they got to the church. He didn't know that Donald Trump was going to hold up the Bible. So when do you think he would have gone? I don't think Defense Secretary Mike Esper would have gone had he known that Donald Trump was going to stand there in a photo opportunity holding the Bible as a prop upside down in every which way. I mean, that was wrong. And what Rush Limbaugh just did by omitting the full interview in its entirety just to bolster an opinion that he has that is not true is actually, it's unforgivable. I mean, how can people listen to this guy? It's a lie. And he screams his whole effort to try to show that the media was lying. The media, fake. When that's exactly what Rush is doing. That's the pot calling the kettle black, for God's sakes. Oh, and it doesn't end there. Then Rush went on to say that the protesters were not sprayed with tear gas and rubber bullets. Now, this is splitting hairs because they were thrown pepper balls. And if you know what pepper balls are, they're balls of a chemical that has, it's just like pepper spray, it's just like mace. The pepper balls are an irritant. It forms a cloud of mace-like pepper clouds that people inhale, and it does the same thing. It irritates the eyes. It irritates the lungs. It's every bit of chemical. It's not tear gas. No, you're right. It's not tear gas. And they did not use rubber bullets, but they threw pepper balls, creating a cloud of mace that everybody inhaled just to clear the way for the president. Listen to Rush. Listen to this. It's insane.
And by the way, there was no tear gas. You know, this has been an official statement out of the Park Police for 2 days, and the media is still reporting the lie that tear gas was used on peaceful protesters.
I also want to address a few other matters that have been raised about that evening. National Guard forces did not fire rubber bullets or tear gas into the crowd, as
did
reported.
Not fire rubber bullets or tear gas into the crowd. He's only about the...
How about pepper balls?
...millionth federal official appointed out in 2 days, and still the lying.
The lying.
In news networks, on news networks.
Well, maybe they didn't have it absolutely correct. I'll grant you that. Maybe it was not tear gas. Maybe they didn't fire rubber bullets, but by God, they were throwing pepper balls left and right, creating a cloud of mace. And Rush, I don't think you'd want to be in that crowd getting thrown pepper balls at you, trying to breathe, gasping for air in a cloud of essentially pepper spray. And here's, it doesn't end there, folks. It doesn't end there. Here's Bill Barr sitting there last Sunday talking about this, and he's splitting hairs on this too. They're embarrassed. They're embarrassed by the fact that they did this to the American people that were peacefully protesting to clear space so that Trump could go over to the front of the church and hold up the Bible like a prop. They're desperate. They're embarrassed about it. They're desperate to change the narrative. You know, and here's Bill Barr. If you could see the video, he's sitting there like a big bullfrog, you know, with these little hands in front like a bullfrog has, and he's fiddling with his hands in this interview. I mean, these people, I just can't take it anymore. How are they there? What are they doing? So there he is on Meet the Press or one of these things. Excuse me, sitting there like a big bullfrog, and here's what he had to say. Listen.
Were appropriate. Is that
when
what
they
you're
met
saying?
Resistance, yes. They announced three times. They didn't move. By the way, there was no tear gas used.
Mm-hmm.
The tear gas was used Sunday when they had to clear H Street to allow the fire department to come in to save St. John's Church. That's when tear gas was used.
There were chemical irritants, the part.
No, there were not chemical irritants. Pepper spray is not a chemical irritant. It's not chemical.
Pepper spray, you're saying, is what
balls,
was used.
Pepper balls.
Right. And you believe that was appropriate.
That's not a chemical irritant. No. No. Then what the hell is it, bullfrog bar? I mean, it's mace. It's the same thing. It creates a cloud of mace. Pepper spray. I mean, it is a chemical irritant. I mean, how can you do this on peaceful protesters? How can you lob these things at peaceful protesters just to clear the space for Donald Trump to march out there? It's all lies, folks. What they're handing you is lies. And then they turn around and say fake news. It's fake news. No, it's not. And then for Bullfrog Barr to sit there and say, it's not a chemical irritant. Well, you sit there, Bullfrog, and let's lob some pepper balls at you and let's see how far you run, how deeply you gasp for air. Oh, folks, thanks for listening to this. And I just have to get the facts out. This is absolutely ludicrous what they do. They are so desperate, and it's sad to see our presidency in such shambles, in desperation. And they're the lies that they spin out of this to try to protect themselves, it's ludicrous at this stage. It's absolutely ludicrous. Stay tuned for more. I'll have more coming up. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.